Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
The Power Hour is still to come. All our bets for week number six, NFL Sunday. NFL is the National Football League. Yeah, we'll start with the Dolphins, Jaguars. We'll close with the Steelers and Seahawks because that's kind of how we do. That one game's at 9:30, one game's at 8:30 at night. Man, can't wait. Man, just like these October days, man.
You're so in the pit of misery right now. It's unbelievable. You're all the way in.
I'd like to sleep. It's like, what's the degree song? Summer sun, something's begun. On the summer nights. This is like sports are on all frickin' day on these October nights.
You need to sleep.
Yes.
Tell me more. Does he like Pac-12 after dark?
There's always more. Now here's some NHL.
London. 9 a.m.
It's just a lot, man.
Yeah.
It's just a lot.
I feel like we're close to a breakdown here.
No, it's good.
It's a lot, man.
I feel like I don't know if I've ever been close to like, maybe like 2019. Not even close to like breakdowns. Not even close to breakdowns.
I remember 2019 was our first year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, just a lot. It's just a lot.
Well, I had one super contest week that year. I remember it was Arizona, it was Kyler's rookie year. They were -3 at home against Pittsburgh or +3 at home against Pittsburgh.
I remember this game.
And Kyler was like could have run into the end zone for a touchdown and like decided to pass it and threw an interception. And I was like literally like on the floor, like rolling on the floor, like a pig in mud. And like my girlfriend at the time, like we had been dating for like 6 months, was looking at me and I was like, I wonder if she's going to stay with me past this. I was like completely unhinged, like pointing at the television being like, I have a prop bet on this guy under. He's going to catch the ball on this. Watch what happens. He's going to catch it. And then he would catch it. And then like I would like fall to the ground as if I had been shot.
Normal guy stuff, betting.
It's unhinged. Okay. Let's get the show back on the tracks. And to do that, we welcome in our pal, the great Colin Wilson from the Action Network. Colin is one of the stud college football handicappers out there. We want everyone to follow Colin on Twitter at _Colin1. Colin, of course, spelled with two L's. You can hear Colin with our pal Brett McMurphy, America's College Football Insider, and our pal Stucky on Big Bets on Campus podcast, courtesy of the Action Network, and Colin's Bets on the Action Network app. Colin, welcome to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken, phenomenal football Friday. BetQL, what's going on, sir?
Not much. Getting ready for another weekend of college football, and I'm right there with you guys asleep this time of year. My wife, she put on some channel called Women's Entertainment and a show called Love After Lockup. Thought, well, this will get me to sleep easy, after that. After that Dodgers game, I thought, I'm not going to be able to get to sleep. So she put on some garbage TV and, man, I have never been more like into a TV show than Dating Prisoners. It's like one of the craziest shows I've ever seen in my life. I can't get any sleep either because my wife's got trash TV on.
So what's the premise of this show?
Okay, so real quick, Love After Lockup is unbelievable. People date people on the inside, and when they get out, they start their relationship, right? So they're under house arrest, or they've got to pay back, some bills from being a drug dealer.
Are we talking like petty crime? Are we talking like murder here? Like what's happening here with
real prison, like federal prison, like getting picked up at the door. people that have been in for, you know, drug trafficking, human trafficking, like literally been in for 12 to 18 years and they're getting out and they've been on the dating somebody through like some sort of prison dating app. And it's all real. And I can't take my eyes off of it.
I don't want to spoil it for anyone, Colin, but I'm guessing in some cases the relationship doesn't work out. Is that possible?
Well, it gets really interesting when your love life inside the prison gets out too. And then there's like, it gets really messy. So I tell you that the show is such trash that I can't get any sleep either. Cause my wife's just got these amazing shows on women's entertainment.
Amazing. Women's entertainment. Love it. Love everything about it. I've watched WeTV a lot cause they show a Law and Order rerun. So I've actually seen a lot of promos for Love After Lockup. Colin, we have a ton of games to go over. I do want to ask you one question about the futures markets before we go through some specific games, basically about the halfway point of the season. The answer to this question could just be no. And like, there's no value in any of this whatsoever, but you know, a lot of people I think still want to bet the Heisman Trophy, whether it's Bryce Young or a long shot that maybe they think can beat Bryce Young or Matt Corral. And then title wise, you know, Georgia's obviously a huge favorite. Alabama's right behind them. Any valuable bet you see right now could be, you know, even like a rogue price out there, something you've kind of grabbed that might be interesting. Just would love for you to share it, either Heisman or college football playoff winner, any value out there whatsoever.
I think if you're going to buy any value on the Heisman Trophy, it's got to be CJ Stroud. And I this is something that I podcasted with Brett McMurphy on our Sources Pod about 2 weeks ago, that they go into a lull on their schedule where they're going to be able to hide their problems on defense. And CJ Stroud is going to be able to put up unbelievable numbers against lesser competition. Now, that being said, he was already putting up great numbers in the Oregon game. Like he has almost no turnover worthy plays. He's made a lot of big time throws. He's doing a lot better job at quarterback as a freshman than say Bryce Young is. So while I know Bryce Young and Matt Corral are at the top, we're about to get weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of CJ Stroud. So Ohio State, I think, is still going to make the playoff. I don't think they're going to lose a game for the rest of the season. And I know his number a couple weeks ago when we talked about it was like 15 to 1. I think those are all gone. We're around 5 to 7 to 1. But we're about to get a lot of 50 burgers hung by Ohio State and another team, Cincinnati. If you think Cincinnati can make the playoff, we've got about 6 weeks of 50 burgers about to get hung up. So if you like Ritter in Cincinnati.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right. Well, hopefully UCF can score as well to keep that inside the spread coming up in that game in the American coming up this weekend. Colin, let's get to some individual games here. We'll get to UCF, Cincinnati, but what about Oklahoma State and Texas? With Texas a 4-point favorite, total here is 60.
Yeah, it's a really tough game to handicap because, well, it's easy to handicap Texas. This is one of the most successful offenses in the nation from a success rate standpoint. They're moving the chains, and now with Casey Thompson in there, they're extremely explosive. Now, they do want lose one of their top wide receivers for this game, but that doesn't really kind of negate the fact that they have Bijan Robinson, who's just an animal who can run the ball 30 times, or he can take the ball out of the backfield off of a pass and turn it into an explosive play. And I'm not a real believer in Oklahoma State's defense, because when you look at the teams that they've played and the list of offenses they've gone against, it's Cupcake City. I mean, I think all of the offenses are outside the top 100 in success. I mean, you're not going to convince me on a diet of Tulsa's offense. And so, you know, if you look at their defensive numbers, they look great. They look like maybe they could stop Texas. I don't think anybody in the country, maybe even Georgia, I would love to see Georgia's defense go up against Texas. Texas's offense is firing on all cylinders. So I took a Texas team total over in this game. Their defense, it's hard to lay a Longhorns bet, because they're fielding one of the worst defenses in the nation. The players don't fit the scheme. They're just not getting it with Pete Kwiatkowski. They're not even blitzing that much. They're not even doing well in coverage. Their tackling grades are like bottom 10 in the nation. So overs and Texas team total has really been the diet here. I'm not a believer in Oklahoma State football, so we'll hopefully we'll get a loss here after this weekend.
Colin, you alluded to Cincinnati already. Obviously, like if you like Cincinnati, you think they're going to make the playoff. Desmond Ridder Heisman may be a bet because Cincinnati, as they were last week against Temple, they're going to be laying some really big numbers in some of their games. This is supposed to be kind of, excuse me, one of the more test games that we have on the schedule. Three touchdowns against UCF, total 56.5. I'm curious if you think Cincinnati's going to hang one of those 50 burgers in this game.
Well, Cincinnati's certainly going to hang a 50 burger. I think what they did against Temple was a little bit disgusting. They beat Temple, and of course they're supposed to beat Temple, right? And of course they're supposed to cover the spread. But when you're covering the spread at halftime, and then you score 35-0 in the second half, you're essentially sending a fax, email, snail mail to the College Football Playoff Committee saying, I want you to notice me. They've hung a 52-3 in a game where they had no, they could have just sat on the ball. And so everything from here on is style points. And I know UCF is one of these names that pops up on the schedule and you think, well, that's a respectable game. It would be if Dylan Gabriel was 100%. It would be if Isaiah Bowser was 100%. But when you're throwing Mikey Keene under center and you don't have your running game and your defense is giving large explosive plays up, I think this is going to be Cincinnati front to back. So the spread is a little bit too rich. It's a number I make 18. So I think it's safer just to say, you know, take the over in this game because nothing is going to keep Luke Fickell from getting the College Football Playoff committee's attention.
You better, you bet. BetQL, Phenomenal Football Friday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley talking college football this weekend with the great Colin Wilson from the Action Network on Twitter at _Colin1, Colin spelled with two L's. Colin, let's go to the number one ranked team in the country, Georgia. Hilarious spread in total against an undefeated team in the SEC, by the way, and Kentucky, who deserves a lot of credit. Georgia laying 21.5. The total is 44. What do you have for us, Georgia and Kentucky?
Well, I tried to say the same thing I said about Oklahoma State's defense. I tried to say the same thing about Kentucky's defense, and that they are a very good defense. Don't come after me, Big Blue Nation. Don't come after me. I mean, they are a good defense. But look at the schedule of offenses you've played, and it just hasn't been that impressive of a schedule of offenses. Meanwhile, Kentucky loves to just run the ball. They love to pound the ball. It's not in their DNA for Will Levis to step back on first and second down and throw the ball downfield. So if you're going to play a game similar to Arkansas, you could get shut out. Now, you know, I think Arkansas's rushing attack is better. They have more guys. They have a better offensive line. So I'm a little curious. And then again, at the same time, you look at this game, Kentucky's covered the past 2 years in this series, and they only scored 3 points total. So they've done a good job on the defensive side of keeping Georgia down. Now, I think what the interesting element in this game is I took a Georgia first quarter spread, and I took a Georgia first half spread. And the reason is because JT Daniels is throwing 40 balls on Monday, didn't have any soreness. Threw 40 balls on Wednesday, didn't have any soreness. So what that means is that you can plan on Kirby Smart giving him one or two series. Because, listen, we're in this for the long haul. We're here for a national championship run. And at some point, you're going to have to get some live game action. Two of the targets, two of the wide receivers, are coming back this week for Georgia. And I think that's going to coincide with getting JT Daniels two or three series. What does that mean? We're going to try to hit the deep shot. We're going to try to beat this Kentucky that plays max protect against explosive plays, but they'll hand you every pass that's 15 yards down the field. So I do like Georgia early before it turns into the Stetson Bennett and the running show and just a grind where the back door is going to be open. I can't blame anybody for taking Kentucky full game with that back door open on that number when it should be probably around 20.5. But I think early on, we're going to see JT Daniels, two or three scripted plays. And I think that's when you might want to take a Georgia first quarter, Georgia first half.
Colin, only about 2 to 3 minutes left, and I want to make sure we hit Oklahoma with you because obviously in terms of the elite teams, they're the ones that have the most news attached to them, obviously. Seems like they're going to be making a quarterback switch potentially to Caleb Williams over preseason Heisman favorite Spencer Rattler. They play TCU in Norman this weekend. Spread Oklahoma by a little less than 2 touchdowns, 13.5. The total is 63.5. Any thoughts on either betting TCU, Oklahoma, or potentially with the quarterback switch, excuse me, does for the Sooners?
Yeah, I mean, Caleb Williams is amazing. He is a guy that I was calling for him to be playing 2 weeks ago, but he is a guy that read and linebackers have to stay in the box. They have to respect his running ability. Nobody respects Spencer Rattler's running ability. And that's why what makes Caleb Williams so great. Now, can TCU score on Oklahoma? Absolutely. Max Duggan, Evans, listen, Gary Patterson, I would caution this, not say don't go out and buy a TCU ticket. Gary Patterson rattled off 18 guys that are questionable for this weekend, and two of them were Max Duggan and their running back Evan. So I would make sure that those two are playing. If those two are playing for TCU, absolutely they can keep this close in what should be a nasty defensive game. Like, this Oklahoma defense has just fallen off the map. They're back to Baker Mayfield statue territory. So yeah, absolutely. I love a ton of points in this game, and if TCU has their quarterback, then yeah, they can cover.
Colin, let's close with this in about maybe like 40 seconds to go here. Alabama laying 17 against Mississippi State, total 58. How many points is Bama going to beat Mississippi State by?
Mississippi State's going to cover this game, and I know this is going to be a shock to everybody. There are major flaws in Alabama's defense. Major. And when I was running the numbers last night and podcasting with Stuckey, 116th in defensive finishing drives. They're allowing any team that gets past the 40-yard line to put up a touchdown. They are almost one of the worst teams in the nation at defending the pass, and now they're one of the worst teams in the nation at allowing points for drives that go past the 40-yard line. People are slow to realize that, yes, Bama's going to be pissed because they lost the game, but that doesn't necessarily mean the defense is going to do any better. Bama's going to take another loss. I don't know where. They're going to take another loss.
Is it going to be this week?
It could be. I mean, they got Auburn, Miss State. I mean, there's talented teams in the West.
Sure.
I'm not betting on Alabama to cover any spreads.
Are you going to have I'm not asking you to predict a Mississippi State upset. Do you think it's worth like a small sprinkle on the money line for Mississippi State?
I would say 99% sure, and you should tune into the BBSC live show tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, because they might be in the round robin.
Oh. All right, well, fair enough. I didn't mean to kind of spoil. I had no idea that was going to be it. So yeah, everyone should check that out and support Colin, because Colin's awesome. And then be sure to check out our show on BetQL as well. Support everybody. That's what we like to do here. Colin, in about 10 seconds to go, you have a favorite NFL play for the weekend?
Oh, yeah, call me square. Give me the Washington football team going up against the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are god-awful. I don't think even handicappers, gamblers, odds makers even know what to do with the Chiefs. The defense is lost. The offense doesn't have any faith. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is gone. Give me Washington all day.
What's the opposite of a square? Like, I guess it's a circle, but I mean, like, are you like a rhombus? Like, that's not square at all. It's like, why? Well, square would be like, give me $1 million on the Chiefs.
Ellipsis.
You're like a pentagon. I mean, whatever. Like, I don't know. One of these. Colin, great stuff. On Twitter @_Colin1. Big bets on campus. Yeah, he's got this round robin coming out on Saturday morning. Colin, appreciate it, brother. Good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
The great Colin Wilson joining us here on You Better You Bets. So we just got Colin's college football bets coming up next. We're going to get Ken Barkley's college football bets. Day 5, Lock Miss on BetQL.
How should you bet tonight's player props? The prop king, Nick Costos, has your answers on You Better You Bet from BetQL.